Brothers and sisters, Jesus in today's gospel states this: go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Question I asked last week, remember Jesus and the disciples spoke one language, Aramaic. How in the world could they go to all nations and teach? See the language barrier. And what happens, everyone, of course, on Pentecost, all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit comes upon them and they are able to speak in what? Tongues. In many different languages. So the question I ask this week is this: when we're confirmed, how come the same thing doesn't happen? I see, like the Chestalowski kids, I see the O'Connell kids up here. Wouldn't that be great if you never had to study again a language? You'd ace it every time. You knew it. All right? Why? The answer, I think, is really simple. Look at our country. Look at our nation. In many ways, everyone, we need to have a remission spirit in this country where Father, Son, and Holy Spirit matter. We don't have to go to be missionaries. There's plenty of work to be run right here and right now. We'll need to speak many languages. Speak our own. And with that, everyone, after Pentecost, we come to this great story of the Holy Trinity. Now, brothers and sisters, I'll even acknowledge this. It lacks the pizzazz of Christmas and Easter. If I sat at the doors when it was Christmas and I asked, hey, what feast do we celebrate today? You'd say Christmas. Easter. What feast do we celebrate? Easter. Ash Wednesday. When you came in, you'd say Ash Wednesday. Now, if I stood at the doors today and I asked you this, what feast do we celebrate today? You probably wouldn't have known. As a matter of fact, do we even know what next week is? Corpus Christi, body and blood of Jesus Christ. The answer today, everyone, is the story of the most holy Trinity. I'm going to talk a little bit about this mystery today, about three persons and one God. But like the pizzazz, let me tell you this, and we're going to understand that a little bit more as I unfold this homily today. Nations battled against nations. Man killed man over the differing understandings of who God is. Battles killed over this feast today. Let's try to get a better understanding, everyone, of what it is that we honor, who it is we honor, and what we understand it as. If you go back to the story, everyone, of the Old Testament, the Israelite people were unique. See, all these other countries, and I can name everyone, the Babylonians, the Assyrians, the Greeks, the Romans, you name them, they were all polytheists. In other words, they worshiped many gods. And in my study of this week, there was only one real exception in the history of all those nations. And believe it or not, it was actually the father of King Tut. When he became ruler, he said they could only worship one god. And that was the sun god Aten, but only one god. But guess what happened just as soon as King Tut's father dies? All of a sudden, King Tut comes along, and what does he say? We're back to worshiping many gods. And in the midst of all these people, we have these Israelites. That's what you hear in the first reading of today. There they are, everyone, on the threshold of the promised land. They've left Egypt, where the worship is many gods. Moses tells them, you are going to go into a country in which they will worship many gods, but we ourselves worship only one God. And what do we know about that God? These three things from the first reading. Our God speaks. You know, we know many other gods, by the way. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Neptune, and Pluto. How many of them have ever spoken to us? Our God speaks. Second thing Moses taught him, he claims the people as his own, the Israelite people. Third thing, he makes a promise. If they are faithful, he will work wonders and signs in their midst. And that's what we learn as they go into the promised land. Nations are destroyed so that the people can take over that very land. Now, here's where it gets interesting. God sends his son, Jesus Christ. What do we know about Jesus? He was born. We also know he was a great teacher. He performed miracles. He suffered. He died, and he rose. And when Jesus Christ rose, all of a sudden, his followers began to claim that Jesus Christ is also God. Why is that important? Well, to the Jewish people who worshiped only God, all of a sudden, these early believers, they thought were polytheists. They worshiped multiple gods. The other countries, they simply could not understand why these Christians didn't worship their gods. And do you understand now why nations battle nations? One man killed another man to try to understand who this God is. Why is this feast important to us? If I were to ask a first and second grader, what's some of the prayers that you know by the time you're in first and second grade, you know what they would tell me? Hail Mary, our Father, glory be. Parents, if I ask you this, what is the first prayer that you taught your child? Do you know what it was? Sign of the cross. I am certain of this. Why? I can't tell you how many times, everyone, I have my office right across from the baptismal sign. How many times I see parents bring in their little children. They'll even try to pick them up so they can put their hand in the holy water. And what do they try to teach them? To prayer people, we call that the sign of the cross. What does it teach us? Three things. One, we believe in the cross. God sent his son to die on the cross. The Son sent the Holy Spirit to remind us of why Jesus died on the cross, his love and mercy for us. Number two, you don't have to say a word to pray. If you go out to eat today, everyone, if you go to a graduation reception today, wherever you might go away from home, and you do this in front of people, you don't have to say a word, and they know what you believe. They know. And thirdly, when we speak, what is it we say? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Three persons, one God. How do we make sense of this? Take a moment and look around this church today. We are all persons, every one of us, unique. And yet, guess what? We make up one body. We don't say, that section is a body, this one's a body, this one's a body, this one's another body, you're a separate body, you're a separate body, and oh, by the way, Barb, you're all by yourself up there. We are multiple persons who make up one body. What do we believe? In one God. People, in our world today, we still stand alone. The issue today in this country, everyone, isn't polytheism. You know what it is? It's agnosticism. I don't know if there is a God. In atheism, people will say there is not a God. And yet we stand tall, and you know what we say? There is a God. There is. Okay? And I want you to remember this thing, if only this thing in this homily today. Here it is. It's one thing to know about God. It's another thing to know God. Scholars know about God. Saints know God. We are called to know God. And when we do that, everyone, and we go forth and we teach, we baptize to people, to our own people, the promises Jesus is this: know that I am with you until the end of the age. I will be there. Brothers and sisters, stand tall. Have confidence believe, preach, proclaim a belief in the Holy Trinity. So let's conclude, everyone, with that prayer that our parents taught us, that very first prayer, our great sign of the cross this day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.